At President Trump's rally in Greenville Wednesday night, the crowd chanted, "Send her back," in reference to Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Some Charlotte City Council members are worried something similar will occur at next year's Republican National Convention at the Spectrum Center. Some are working on a resolution to condemn the president's attacks on Omar and other congresswomen as the city prepares to host Trump in the GOP. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
A year ago, the Charlotte City Council voted 6-5 to host the 2020 Republican National Convention as liberal activists implored them to reject it. The controversial vote had mostly died down until Wednesday night in Greenville. City Council member Justin Harlow, who voted against the RNC last year, said he will be working this weekend to prepare a resolution condemning the president's attacks on Omar and her three colleagues known as the Squad, as well as the crowd's chant.
We don't do a lot of these resolutions, a lot of these kind of official statement stuff, but in this type of scenario, I think it's very warranted. We've got to talk about what our values are, what we believe, and how we are totally and, you know, unequivocally against what this president has been spewing out.
Last year, Democrats Julie Isolt, Larkin Eggleston, James Mitchell, and Greg Phipps voted in favor of the RNC contract, along with the council's two Republicans. Democrat Braxton Winston, who opposed the RNC, said his feelings about hosting haven't changed. As he did in 2018, Winston on Thursday called Trump an
avatar of white supremacy. And this is not about politics. This is about what's doing right versus wrong.
But Winston isn't sure there's a majority of council members who will pass a resolution rebuking the president. One of those yes votes, Phipps, said Thursday his vote a year ago was based on the money that the convention would bring the city. He said he might not vote for the convention today if the council had a second vote.
If you had to do a vote over again, you know, today, it's not only in Greenville, even though it amplified it, but I think it could very well be a different outcome.
Mayor Vi Lyles, who has championed bringing the convention to Charlotte, has previously said she will not give a welcoming address. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.